Welcome to show number 116 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of the above. Hopefully you guys are all doing well out there. Hopefully you've spent some time with your families. And hey, we'll talk a little sports cards today. But everybody here at Sports Card Radio, I say everybody, it's like two of us basically, and occasionally my girlfriend. So all three of us, I guess, are wishing you all a Merry Christmas and happy holidays this season. So hey, thanks for tuning in. What the heck are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about two things. I got a little bit of buy, sell, hold quarterback style since we're getting into the playoffs. We've got some teams like kind of out of it and got a lot of teams in it in the NFL. So I'll run down just some quarterbacks, not all of them, but just some quarterbacks. Some of them are in the playoffs, some of them are not. And just buy, sell, hold. Are you buying their cards, selling their cards, or holding their cards? And maybe some of the reasoning behind that. But before we get to that, I just wanted to maybe touch on a couple, just one topic, really. I mean, there's been some cool sets. I think Prism, if you haven't checked out Prisms from Panini, I've been hearing lots of good things about that. People love the parallels out of there. It's a simple set. I mean, Panini should just, that should just open Panini's eyes. It's like one of the most simple sets they've ever come out with in the last couple years. And it's a brand new set. Those don't typically go well, but this was kind of a home run. I think people are going to be looking forward to not only the Prisms, I guess there's Score Select Prisms on the way. I think there's even Prism Football. But I think collectors, especially in basketball, are definitely going to be looking forward to that set next year and years to come. So some things to build up, but it was a really simple set. So hopefully Panini realizes, hey, sometimes having 20 different subsets and Prime and Super Prime and all this patch stuff might not necessarily be what collectors are looking for. Just some simple parallels gets people's mouths wet, so to speak. But before we talk about, and Top Strata, I've heard a couple people say, hey, Top Strata, I haven't seen any of it in person or opened any of it myself, I don't think. I might have seen a box break on Mojo Break. I can't remember. But people have been, seem to be liking that set. So you might want to check those out if you've been maybe just shopping for other people or haven't been paying attention. Those have maybe probably been the two sets that I've heard some decent things about maybe the last 2 weeks or so. On to what we're going to be talking about today is just really just a random idea. I was walking around town today, and I'm sure you can walk around in your town or your neighborhood, and you probably can notice the same thing, unless you're in a smaller area, smaller neighborhoods. But there's tons of just commercial real estate everywhere in my town and everywhere I drive in California. It just seems like unless it's A1 property, even A1 property, there's usually a vacancy or two. But especially in just mid-range and especially lower, not necessarily the lower end, but especially middle, like strip malls in decent areas tend to not be filled. And just tons of empty space. And so it got me thinking, you know, at some point that puts the advantage into the businesses that are trying to set up businesses. And I was just thinking, you know, typically you've got to do a one-year lease with these people, and there's like net-net kind of deals, and there's all these different kind of things that kind of break your back as a business owner. Well, the more free space there is, these commercial real estate places got to fill these some way or another. And I think pop-up stores and like quick retail where you're only in business for a short period of time is a trend that I've been seeing. I've seen like Microsoft. I've seen another show where they did pop-up stores. It wasn't really a pop-up store. It was more a pop-up thing in a mall. But I've heard Microsoft has opened stores just for like a month in very busy areas and some other places. Just for a month. And I've also seen, you know, the malls obviously get more crowded with kiosks. People just rent the kiosk space and the middle spaces in the mall just for 1 or 2 months to sell a special item. You see calendars, you see other types of Christmas type gift items typically in those kind of sales. But as a sports card maybe business, I know lots of people want to kind of start that business. I think taking baby steps and figuring out a way to maybe be open just during the Christmas months. I was driving home today and the mall is packed. All the stores are packed. Everywhere I went, it was packed. People, any store that had like kind of Christmas type items for sale, and certainly if you had a sports store, sports items, your store, if you had traffic by it, would be packed, and you would have made a lot of sales. Probably at a pretty high margin, because right now we're getting close to that desperation time to where people just need gifts and they need to put something under the tree. They're not necessarily looking for the best deal or the best gift per se, but if you have some good inventory that you can move at a pretty high margin, I think that's not a bad option for you. Instead of committing as a sports, this could be for sports card or any kind of business that you're looking for, opening up retail. I think the landscape is going to continue to change where you don't need to maybe commit to a 3-year lease or even a 1-year lease. I think it might be smart to open up maybe from that, if you have to do like a 6-month lease from June to December, where you get all those sales right there at the back half of the year, where you make a ton of margin and you know, you don't have to mark things down. You know, from January to June is really dead in a sports card shop, unless you just have a lot of baseball traffic and stuff like that coming in. But even then, your margins aren't typically going to be as good as they are during that holiday season when you can move all kinds of items. So that's just one thing to think of. And there's also all these card shows from around the country. If you're somebody that's selling on eBay, or maybe you're, you know, I think the steps to take, we might have a lot of younger listeners. We might have people that want to transition into maybe this being a part-time business or maybe even full-time for them. I think the steps to take would be start online, start by selling on eBay or check out my cards or Amazon or wherever you want to sell your own website. Figure out when, you know, you can sell box breaks, you can sell single cards, you can sell whatever you feel like selling. And I think carve out a niche, build up a little bit of inventory, or figure out a way to maybe control your inventory. I don't know if building up your inventory is a great idea. You really want to move through your inventory pretty quickly, hopefully. And so I think that might, unless you're high dollar, if you've got a lot of high dollar cards and stuff like that, that stuff's not going to move quickly per se. But it is nice to have around. You don't necessarily want to take the lowest offer for those types of cards. But they're perfect for card shows and other types of places where you can show up those cards to higher end collectors or more serious collectors at card shows and stuff like that, and get all cash offers and not have to worry about fees and things like that. So I think it's a good idea. There's also a trend going in these mobile payment systems. Like PayPal has one. There's Square, I think, is a company that has one that has gotten a lot of like private, can't remember the investment. They've got a lot of like private equity investment and stuff like that into that company. And there's also the company that makes QuickBooks, like Intuit or something, has also a card reader. There's several others, but the fees seem to be comparable, and it's a perfect system where you don't have to commit to a big credit card reader and buy those for hundreds of dollars. You can use it with your existing smartphone or tablet, and it looks like there's no subscription fees or no dead fees. If you don't have any charges, they won't charge you. You have to go and obviously research a lot of that for yourself, but it has gotten a lot easier. You can set up shop real quickly with a mobile payment, little processor thing like that, and be good to go. Pretty much any time you want to take a credit card payment. So there's lots of options out there. I encourage you to probably start online and then move to maybe like one of these things where you set up at a card show, or you plan to go to maybe 2 or 3 card shows during a year or a 6-month period. Maybe try to do a kiosk for just a month or two. I wouldn't try to commit to a kiosk for more than 6 months, or any kind of retail space for more than 6 months, until you've really gotten a hold of the business and you have maybe quite a few cash flows coming in from online. So, and then you might move into, if you find that you've got the customer space and things like that, maybe you can expand. But I think staying small in this environment where there's tons of retail space, you don't need to worry. You can move around and don't have to worry about somebody squeezing you out in retail anymore. I just think it might be there's better options out there than just the typical like 3-year lease or 5-year lease or 2-year lease or whatever they have you signing these days. So just wanted to throw that out there. Now that probably wraps it up for this very first segment. when we come back. I've got 10 quarterbacks here in the NFL. Some of them are making the playoffs. Some of them are not. Some of them are probably going to be changing teams. And so we'll talk about that and how it might impact some of their card prices and their tradability and stuff like that. And if I'm buy, selling, or hold, give them a buy, sell, or hold option on all of these players coming up right after this. Time to talk some buy, sell, hold quarterback style, NFL playoff style. I mean, we're right around the corner, so hopefully you guys are doing well in your fantasy leagues. I won two, and I got one more to go. I think I played in five leagues this year, made the finals in three, have won two of them, and I could maybe win a third one next week, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully you guys have had similar success yourself, and maybe some of my buy sell holds right here will bring you success in card buying as well. We'll see what happens. My first guy on the list, Ben Roethlisberger. My Bengals booted, gave them the old 86 right out of the playoffs. That felt good today. Sorry, Steeler fans, we don't get to experience those kind of wins as much as you guys have, and that's why I have a buy rating on Ben. I think, you know, you can never count the Steelers out. They're going to get a nice draft pick probably, and they already have some guys in place. They've always had injuries, and they've run a lean ship there in terms of re-signing guys. It seems like they always have a new running back and some other players, but they still have a nice core there with Ben Roethlisberger and the nice offensive line, and they still have Troy Polamalu if he could ever stay healthy for the whole season. Would make them a better team. They probably would have had a better shot at making the playoffs this year. So I got to buy on Ben just because he plays for the Steelers. He's won some Super Bowls. I don't see him going anywhere. I don't see his job being in any kind of jeopardy. And the times that they've struggled is when he's been hurt. I think they need a running back or some kind of solution there. But if they find it, then the Steelers will be right back next year hunting for the playoffs. So I think you buy Ben when he's low and he's out of it and everybody thinks not thinking of buying him. I think that it might be the time to buy. Another buy. I've got a lot of buys on here. I'm kind of aggressive. When I say buy, it's don't go unload $300. If that's like a lot of money to you, don't go unload $300 on these guys' cards. It might be like a dollar here, $2 here, and maybe test the waters with it if you're on my kind of budget. But Alex Smith, I got to buy really because there's not a whole lot of downside. He was already kind of in the dumps, and then he came back last year and kind of took the 49ers on a ride. And then his cards went on a ride, and now they're back down because the 49ers are rolling with Kaepernick. Now, a lot of things can happen, though, before here and out in the end of the season. Kaepernick's a mobile guy, and he's also a rookie, and he's been good, but it's not like he's been, like, perfect. So Alex Smith still has a chance to play in some big games, in some playoff games, and he proved last year that he could get the job done in those games. So if he comes in, then I see his cards getting a boost. Another thing, I see that as a plus side. He has upside there, and he also has upside because I think they'll get rid of him. If Kaepernick stays their guy and they think he might be their man for the years to come, Alex Smith has a not a big contract, but a big enough contract where it's you don't want to keep him on there as your backup. So they'll either trade him or let him go, and he'll certainly move on. There's plenty of teams in the NFL will give him a shot at being their starter, and you never know. He might end up in a team that has a better fan base, a bigger fan base than San Francisco, or might want to give him a fresher start than the fans in San Francisco, and his cards might have some upside potential there. So that's why I have the, you know, kind of a buy or hold on his cards. I certainly wouldn't sell them because I just don't see them, you know, if he doesn't come back or if he gets traded and he doesn't do anything there, I don't see his cards going down a whole lot more than they already are at. So that's why I have a buy there. Michael Vick, another guy that's kind of in a similar position as Alex Smith, that he's kind of on his way out in Philadelphia. At least that's what a lot of people probably think is what's going to happen. I've got a hold on his card. I don't think I'll ever put another buy on Michael Vick's cards for the rest of his life, only because the time to buy Michael Vick was when he was in prison. I mean, if you didn't buy Michael Vick cards when he was in prison and having all those troubles, that's where all your upside was. I mean, he literally had no downside at that point. I even thought about buying some Michael Vick cards. I mean, and now, yeah, there's probably some downside and some upside, but you miss the opportunity of a lifetime with Michael Vick. So I just, for me, it's like, if you don't have any of his cards, you know, you only buy them for maybe personal collection kind of stuff. And if you're trying to flip his cards, I would just hold him now and wait till he lands on a new team. He might have one last run of games in him where you have an opportunity to sell his cards, or when he moves to a new team, his cards might get a jump. But right now, I would certainly not be selling him, because he's pretty much in the dumps until people figure out what team he's going to be on next year. Next guy, Jay Cutler. I'm putting a sell on this guy. He's got way too many good teams he has to go through, and I don't like his attitude. People don't like his attitude on his team. It comes across bad on TV. Part of it's probably because the TV is and the announcers might get on him a little bit more because he has a history of that. And part of it probably is just because Jay Cutler is a jerk. So it certainly seems like he comes across it on TV. So it's tough to gather fans there that like love you and want to collect your cards. It's not that, you know, Michael Jordan isn't a jerk or Tiger Woods isn't a jerk. But if you're not winning Super Bowls and stuff, it's tough to have that kind of attitude. So I've got to sell on Jay Cutler probably for a while. I don't see him being able to turn it around or anything of that nature in terms. And he's got Green Bay in the conference. They've got the 49ers in Seattle. And there just seems to be – and I'm talking – they got Atlanta in their – there's just too many – they're not going to beat any of those teams ever, let alone the AFC. So I'm not big on Cutler. Aaron Rodgers. I've got a perma buy on Aaron Rodgers because he's in Green Bay. I think this is one of those quarterbacks, golden boy type quarterbacks where he's going to go down as, you know, even if he only wins one Super Bowl, it's like a Brett Favre kind of thing. I've got a buy on him. He's going to have a big fan base no matter what happens. I think Packer fans are always going to like this guy. He's got those ads on State Farm. State Farm just stole his move, or he stole it from the WWE, and then they kind of took it from him. And so hopefully he's getting paid there, so because they really are cashing in big on there. I got a perma buy though on Aaron Rodgers. Tim Tebow. Now, this is an interesting one. You could really go any way on Tebow here, but I've got a hold. I don't really think you can ever sell, like legitimately say I'm going to just sell on my Tebows unless he's just flaming hot. And I think he always has that potential to just explode because he could have like two good games in a row and ESPN's going to blow him up. The whole world's going to blow him up. And I think there's always that potential. So Tebow's always a hold or a buy for me. I don't know. I don't know if he's a buy. All the time. He also has that big like Gator Bait, Florida Gators fan base and collectors that still really love him for winning, I think, a national championship with them and setting all kinds of records and things of that nature. So he's got a big fan base. I've always got a hold on him, and he can switch teams. He's certainly going to switch teams, I think. That's looking for certain. He might go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, reunite with some fans down there. Anywhere he goes, it's going to give it a little bit of boost. He's going to get a lot of publicity while he's there in training camp and etc. So I think you hold out for that reason. You hold out to sell any Tebow cards you might have for those opportunities later on down the road. When they're not even playing football, that's almost a good time to sell Tebow because he's always the story. He's always what everybody wants to talk about, especially if he moves to a new team. They'll be wondering if he's starting or how they're going to play him and etc. So he'll get talked about a lot, you know, right in the preseason, not even in the preseason, before the preseason in the NFL. So I think that might be kind of interesting. Matt Schaub for the Texans. I got to sell on him only because you can't buy him right now because he's got to go through the Patriots and the Ravens look okay, and there's some other teams in the AFC I probably wouldn't want to play, Denver included. So I don't think they're going to go anywhere, and I actually don't see – he's one of those quarterbacks I actually saw – I heard somebody in Texas radio, Texas media – say he's kind of like one of those quarterbacks that'll get you to the dance, but won't, like, you know, won't take you home and you know, blow your socks off, so to speak. I don't know if that's the best way to put that. But Matt Schaub basically is a solid, solid quarterback. But is he going to win a Super Bowl for you? I don't know. There's a lot of talent there in Houston. So we'll see if he can deliver. But he's got a lot of tough teams to go through. I got to sell on him. That's an aggressive sell. I think you could easily hold this guy. You might even value buy him if you think they're going to make a run. But I've got to sell on him. I'm just predicting the future there, I think. Tom Brady, he's in the same boat as Aaron Rodgers, perma-buy. When I say perma-buy, I don't know if I'd buy right now. I don't know if I certainly wouldn't buy the day they won a Super Bowl or something like that, because you're going to pay at the top of the range. But at some point, like Ben Roethlisberger, you know, you just missed the playoffs, you have a rough year, you got injuries. That's the time to come in there and buy a little bit. And Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Ben Roethlisberger, I think, too, is all in that group just because of the teams they play for, the success they've had in the past, the type of players they are and probably still will be in the future. I got a perma buy on Tom Brady. Drew Brees, almost in the same boat, but I've got a different logic for Drew Brees. I think the Saints got screwed last year. They got screwed last year by the NFL. They got their coach suspended and all this stuff. They got defensive players like kicked out and stuff, and they had all this bad publicity, and they had to kind of deal with that. I think they got kind of a bad end of the stick or whatever. I think next year they get their coach back, and I think they get their groove back. I think Drew Brees has a better season next year. I think you could come in here and buy Drew Brees. Especially during the offseason when everybody's talking about Colin Kaepernick or Jay Cutler, you know, throwing interceptions Michael Vick's going to play for. I think you could come in here and buy a Drew Brees and be confident, be like, hey, this is a great quarterback. Even if he doesn't do a whole lot for me next year, the years to come, he's won a Super Bowl and he has lots of fans. So I think that's might be one of my most solid buys on this whole thing, because he got screwed by that whole team got screwed by the NFL, and we've seen out what a big difference. I mean, look at San Francisco, what a big difference the head coach makes. The team really didn't turn over a whole lot when they had Mike Singletary, and all of a sudden you bring a coach in and they're playing great. So Drew Brees, I think, is a solid buy. Last guy I'm just kind of throwing in there for the day, my boy Andy Dalton. I've got a hold on Andy Dalton. A Bengals fan is a I'm not buying his cards right now. I was bidding on some of his cards the last couple of weeks on eBay. They tend to go for just out of my price range or just what I want to pay for him. But they certainly have come down in price over last year. So it shows you the Bengals, I think, are Andy's a better quarterback this year. He's played more consistent this year for us. And led us to the playoffs again. Now, if he doesn't win, I think we're going to have to play New England or one of these tough teams. So the odds of us getting out of the first round are somewhat slim. So I think there's going to be a time to buy Andy Dalton. If we get bounced out of the playoffs in that first round, everybody's going to be, you know, saying, hey, you know, the Bengals are good, but, you know, they're not like the Patriots or anything like that. So I think Andy Dalton, but his prices have come down. I paid like $45, I think, for one of his autographs at a card show a year ago, or maybe about 8 months ago. And at the time it was a decent deal. It wasn't a horrible deal, compared to what they were selling for on eBay. But now they're selling for about $10 less. I can get the same one for about $30 delivered. So they've gone down, and Andy Dalton is, I thought, played better, much more consistent for us this year, and is a big reason why we made the playoffs again, for the second year in a row, for the first time, I think, in about 30 years. So, you know, it shows you. You can have a good year. Cam Newton, you know, but we have Andrew Luck. There's all these quarterbacks. Johnny Football, I'm sure, will be coming down the pike here any minute, you know, in a year or two. Every year it just seems like these quarterbacks, it used to be you had to get a quarterback and develop them. Now it's like the quarterback's coming in and he's taking them to the playoffs. Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin, a lot of guys are just coming in, like Cam Newton last year, Andy Dalton, coming in and playing big. So, it's what everybody expecting. So you better come in and win playoff games and Super Bowls. Otherwise, your job's pretty much at risk, it seems like, in the NFL, because there's a new guy coming in every year. And that about wraps it up today. I don't have anything else. I ran out of my list here, and I don't really have anything else to say other than thanks very much for tuning in. Always appreciate that. Thanks, however you find us. You can find us on iTunes, of course. You can find us on Stitcher Radio as well. If you're looking for like an app to stream it and stuff, I know that there's a podcast one on if you have like Apple devices, you'll probably be fine. But if you're looking for something on Android, maybe there isn't something great out there. Stitcher Radio, if you download that app, you can find us on there. You can search for like Sports Card Show on there and you'll find us pop up. That's probably one of the best streaming / downloading type apps for the Android system that you might find out there. And that about wraps it up, folks. Hopefully you guys all have a great end of the year. We'll come back probably in 2013. Well, this is probably the last show of this year. We'll probably come back unless I have one more in me. Probably not, though. We'll probably come back in January. Thank you very much again for tuning in. Hopefully everything's going well for you. You're hitting the deals on eBay, hitting the big box breaks, hitting the big hits in the boxes, whatever you might be doing with your collection. Thanks again for tuning in. Happy New Year. We are out of here.